Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up. Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Yes, this is the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. You may have heard Employment Opportunity Hour. That's our second show that follows up after this show. But this is for the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. Matt's the guy that makes everything work. Matt, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right, Gene. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine.
Despite fighting a little traffic to get here tonight.
Oh, yes. Traffic was really rough getting here, and I was not sure if I'd get here on time, but I'm glad I just made it shortly.
We got you, sir.
But anyway, for those of you not familiar with this show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Matt, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Yes, and so now you have an idea in terms of what this show is all about. We just got through completing Thanksgiving, and now that Thanksgiving is over, we're ready to roll into the Christmas time or the Christmas spirit.
Okay, I have to ask you though, Gene. Would you consider the official start of the holiday season Halloween, or do you wait until Thanksgiving to have that be the start of the holidays?
I just think that whenever the individual thinks it's time to start the holiday.
That's why I'm asking. I'm asking you, the individual, Gene Hodge. Oh. Holidays starts when?
Oh, I'm going to say that the holiday starts at Halloween.
All right, so for you, the holiday season runs Halloween to New Year's?
Yes, it goes through New Year's. After New Year's or the show after New Year's, because that's all celebration time. It's a time to renew, review, and think about what do we want to do in the new year. And so that's the way I look at it.
It's a way to be thankful. And I say this all the time. Like, yes, for me at least, Halloween to New Year's is the holiday season.
Oh.
And for me, especially around Christmas time, it's not, and well, for me, it's Hanukkah time because I'm Jewish. But it's not so much what's under the tree or under the menorah that's important. Yes, having that stuff is nice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more, to me, I'd rather spend time with the people around the tree and the menorah more than what's underneath it.
Okay.
So being able to spend time with my friends and family at the holidays, that means more to me than anything.
Well, I'm pretty sure there are lots of people who agree with you. And we want all of you to begin thinking about this holiday season. Because It's the one that you have right now. It's present. It's coming. You can prepare for it. And I'd like to have you think about it. Now, all of you have an opportunity to celebrate during the holidays. However, as an entrepreneur, some of you may be thinking about starting a business as your Christmas present. And so, although we're still in November, we're getting ready to go into Christmas, and in a couple of days, and once we enter that, then you'll be in the phase of trying to wind down or accomplish something based on what you want to get done this year, based on what you might want to get done for Christmas if you are going to be celebrating. And so I'm beginning to talk about it early because we're still in November, but we'll have a couple of days left. And then December will be here, and so I will be in at a date a few days after the month comes in. But for those of you that may have thought about it, I thought that I would share tonight on entrepreneurs that have started businesses in December or during the Christmas holiday. Because if you're thinking about, well, I can't start or I don't want to start, there are some that have gotten started, and I'm going to tell you who they are. And once I kind of go through that, I'm going to give some of you that are thinking about starting a business or you have ideas about starting a business, I'm going to give you some ideas that others have already suggested that possibly you haven't thought of, or possibly you have thought of something, and I like to have you share that. I'm going to share what some of others have come up, and if you would like to do that, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. If you are on Facebook or YouTube, you can see us. You may not be able to see the number, but it's 727-441-3000. You're more than welcome to give us a call. Give us your ideas if you like or share your idea. But I'm going to spend the month of December asking you to share some of the ideas and thoughts that you have. And we'll have a few guests in the studio during this month. But you're all welcome to call in because this is about entrepreneurs and starting your own business as a beginning entrepreneur. And so that's what I'd like to have you think about. But there are entrepreneurs that have gotten started in December. I mean, so I'm going to say that anytime you think about is the right time. Anytime you make a decision to get started is the right time for you. And depending on your audience or market, it's always the right time because it's going to require a lot of preparation. And anytime you decide to get started, remember, it's your business. So getting started is when you choose to, when you launch or put it out there. That comes after you've gotten prepared enough to start informing the world that it's coming. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that. But we're going to address that just centered around the holidays. But before I do that, we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors. And we'll be right back, kicking off the 1st of December. We're talking about entrepreneurs starting businesses. We'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
That's the BCC Coupon Book, Wednesdays, 5 to 6 on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Tough gets going. I like that song because I know, I can't speak for any of you others out there, but I know that for me, the going has gotten tough. It's still tough and rough. And I don't know if I'm all alone, but if I am alone, I'm open to lots of help if you'd like to offer it. But the going does get tough for anyone, I believe, that's making a decision to start a business. And I welcome you to do that because that's what I'm in the process of doing. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that and go from there. But it's holiday season. And if some of you may have started celebrating a long time ago, or some of you are going to be starting in a couple of weeks during the holidays, as Matt said earlier, that I start in October, starting around Halloween and Thanksgiving, and now Christmas coming up, and a few others in between.
Well, do you decorate your house for the holidays?
Oh no, no, I.
So you don't do lights, you don't do ornaments, no. None of that stuff.
No, I don't do any of that stuff. Anyway, so
just thought I'd ask.
No, I don't do any of that. And I can tell my audience that. However, I visit a lot of people who do.
All right. You don't decorate, but you'll go out and see house lights. House lights, I should say.
Yes.
There we go.
So, yeah, I don't really want to. I go visit others who have lights in Christmas because I'm mostly out most of the time. And I'm visiting and in meetings and all that sort of stuff. And so it's very difficult for me to. Well, it's not difficult, but I invite very few people into my surroundings. But I go out to a lot of others because that's part of what I do.
Yeah.
It's nice to be invited.
Yeah.
I'd like to have you think about that.
Definitely. Because it's nice to be needed and wanted at the holidays.
Yeah, something like that. But I'm going to suggest for all of you, if you haven't been invited, then you invite some people. It starts with somebody, but invite others. Invite your friends. Tell your friends to bring friends if you got space enough. And make it happen because part of being an entrepreneur, I'm going to say part of entrepreneurship, is you've got to realize you are the starter. And so one way of practicing to being that starter is to practice to set up your own meetings and invite your own guests and all that sort of stuff. So that's what I would highly recommend for any of you that have the idea of being an entrepreneur, because there are no secrets. You have to go tell the world who you are and what you're trying to do and what you'd like to do. So anyway, so practice getting in front of people. And I'm going to suggest starting with your friends, because your friends may be the most difficult people to get in front of. However, those are the types of people that if you ask them, they will give you all sorts of criticism that they think will help you. And I'm going to suggest that if you have that opportunity to hear people who think that you need to know more or they're going to say things that you don't like, I'm going to suggest welcome as many different opinions as you can. That's my suggestion. That's my tip for tonight. Welcome all of the opinions that you have not thought of that other people are willing to say to you. Always respond with a thank you because they didn't have to tell you. Anyways, I'd like to have you really think about that because I believe that entrepreneurs grow. I believe individuals grow. And we all have ideas and thoughts, but the best ideas are when you're trying to serve others. It's best you know how the others can tell you how you can serve them, tell you what you need to do, what you need to change or modify. And I'm going to suggest that that goes on with all entrepreneurs. It's definitely going on in my business. It's changing things in some cases to meet the needs of the customer, the language. There's just so much that goes into it, but it's recognizing your audience and what do you got to do to get them to look at you or purchase something from you. Anyway, so that's part of my early Christmas season donation to you. But when it comes to entrepreneurs, there are some entrepreneurs that have started businesses and the businesses have grown. These are big businesses, but I wanted to just let you know that others have done it. Anyway, so there, I'm just going to kick in because our time is going to run out. There are companies out there. One is, let's see. I'd like to have you think of the company. Charles Dickens was an author. And Charles Dickens went into the Christmas Carol business and put together lots of stage productions and films, all those types of things. That person had an idea for Christmas and started the business during the Christmas holiday season. And so you may have known the name Charles Dickens, but he created lots of programs and books and things that you may have read, or Christmas cards, definitely. And that's how part of the Christmas card business got started, was because this person came up with an idea of putting those types of things on a card that he could send to other people. And use it as a goodwill way of letting people know that you've thought about them. Anyway, so Charles Dickens is one of the authors that was an entrepreneur and that started a business just for the holiday season. Or started it for it, it started it during the holiday season. Another person was Frank Winfield Woolworth, who started the Woolworth Company business. Look at the Woolworth stores. And they were known for having a wide variety of gifts and decorations and made it easier for people to come and spread the holiday cheer, but made it easy for them to come to one place and get a lot of items that they would want to celebrate or have during the Christmas holiday season. Anyway, so if you're thinking about it, it's possible for you to do that as well and get started the same way that they have. Woolworth stores are still around in some places. The places I've been, I've seen some go away or to have the names changed, but it's a matter that someone decided to start a business that met the needs of people looking for things during the holiday season. And so you can do that too if you have an idea. As I said earlier, there's no set time. Any time is the right time because you are the author of your business and the author of the product or service that you think that you would like to present to the public. Okay, another one is Coca-Cola Company. which has the soft drinks. Coca-Cola is still around. They got started back in 1886, believe it or not, by a pharmacist by the name of John Pemberton. I have a hard time pronouncing that name, but John Pemberton was a pharmacist that came up with the Coca-Cola drink and started the business with that. And it was started during the Christmas holidays. And it's been a long time, but the company has grown and grown and grown. But the thing I want to make sure that you keep in mind is that it was started by somebody, which could have been you. And the idea was just an idea. It's no different than ideas that you have. It's equal. Because entrepreneurs normally start as single people. It's meaning single. They start with their idea. They sometimes are fortunate enough to bring on partners and have others to work along with in order to expand the business. But the idea of having an idea has to come from you. And so I'd like to have you just to think about, you aren't alone in thinking that you might have something that doesn't exist, but you think that you have a way of bringing it into fruition because you have the idea. And so begin to think about that. If it's Christmas time or during the holiday time, I'd welcome your ideas if you'd even call the show. And if you don't mind sharing what you think it is and not worry about someone else picking it off, because it's most likely it doesn't happen that way. It happens because it's your idea and you decide to get to work on it. We all have different ideas. And after you get it up and running, that's when the others come along and they want to buy into it or follow the idea. But that comes after you've done your part. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that Coca-Cola company. And you can, if you want to find some of these people, just go out on the internet and type in entrepreneurs that started the business during the holiday, entrepreneurs that started the business in the summer or in the fall. Whatever you think of, just use the primary name, which is entrepreneurs. And you can do that for the general public. It doesn't have to be entrepreneurs. It could be any subject or title that you want, and you want to find out when it started. Just type it in, and in most cases, you'll be able to find that information. You may have to dig a little deeper, but the information is available for most of you out there. The only thing that's not available is your idea, because your idea is what's going that you believe in or that you've thought of, and most likely you're going to put it out there as well to try to find out who's interested, or you're going to invite people around and let them know what you're trying to do so that they could help you to give it some exposure. And I'm going to suggest that you may not know how it's going to happen. Your idea is yours. The only thing you've got to do is to get started and begin to tell people what that idea is. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about, you're not alone, and be willing to share your thoughts with people, especially the ones that you have confidence in or confide in. Just like lay it out, because you're going to need other input. It's really that simple. You're going to need other input. Entrepreneurs build their businesses because they find ways of working along with others that are working along with them. Some may become partners, some may be friends, and some may be people that are interested in your product and they want to help you get it to the market. And so those things happen with entrepreneurs, but it's important to know you are the driver. You have to tell people what it is and how it's going to help someone or something, but you got to be able to tell them by you producing something what it's going to do for the other people, which in turn is going to help you. Anyway, so I mentioned I had five names I wanted to give you. I've only given you two at the present time. I'm sorry. I've given you three at the present time, but we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors. But I'll be right back because I'm talking about entrepreneurs who started their businesses during the Christmas holiday season, and you could be one of them. But we'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Beyond the move, there is no stopping. You won't be alone unless you choose to be alone, but you must understand there cannot be no stopping. Doesn't matter how long it takes. It matters that you keep going. And that, I think, is the main ingredient for most entrepreneurs. It doesn't happen overnight. It could take years. And we've had shows where we talked about entrepreneurs that have taken 10, 15, 20 years working on something to get where they're trying to get to. And it's very important to understand that you can be an entrepreneur. Those thoughts and ideas that come up, it's a matter of you choosing and getting started and trying to figure out how you're going to get it from your thoughts in your brain out to others so that you can develop it, find ways of getting it marketed and out there. But it comes along by you sharing your idea with more people in order to get the assistance that you need. But anyway, but I'm talking about five entrepreneurs that have started a business, and then I'm going to give you some ideas on what you could start as a business, just so that you know that there are ideas out there that a lot of people put out there, and they're ideas. They may not want to do it themselves, but they may have an idea to share with you. So I'm going to share some ideas that I've seen some others share. I'm just passing on the information. But anyway, I had mentioned five entrepreneurs that have started their business during the Christmas holiday season. I mentioned Charles Dickens, the famous person who developed the Christmas cards. I mentioned Frank Woolworth, who started Woolworth Stores. And I mentioned the person that started Coca-Cola Company, a pharmacist by the name of John Pemberton. And now I'm going on to the fourth person, which is Norman Rockwell. And Norman Rockwell was known as an artist who painted several pictures of Christmas themes, and that was that person's business. And so an artist could make a decision anytime to create something Find a way to get it in front of people and build your business that way. And so Norman Rockwell was the number one. And then there's number five is Hallmark. That's the American greeting card company that still exists out there.
Who make a killing off Hanukkah, Christmas, Valentine's Day, you name it, they got a card for it.
Right. Right. And so you could actually create a card business if you like. Because, again, it's coming from the idea or something that you say is missing, and anything personal is missing because it has to start with you.
It's not necessarily. I'm not necessarily saying it's going to overtake the Hallmark business, because nobody's going to overtake Hallmark as king of the cards, except for maybe Shoebox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's the way it works. But starting a business and get it growing is the most important thing, because whatever you start, again, it comes from you. You're the author of it. And so that's how the entrepreneurs, that's how all entrepreneurs, they get started with their idea, and it grows over the years. And I can't predict how long it's going to take you to take it from zero to when it's full blown out there. But it happens because you are the starter of the and the author of it.
Well, we got somebody on the phone line right now who knows a little something about that. That would be Mr. Larry LaBelle.
Well, Mr. Larry.
Hi there, Gene. Sorry I'm late.
Hey, Larry. How you doing?
Not too bad. Yourself?
We're doing fine. I'm talking about entrepreneurs that started their businesses during the Christmas holiday season.
And, yep.
And I mentioned five so far, but I'm glad to hear from you, because I don't know what types of ideas or thoughts that you may have. And I do know that you're an entrepreneur. And
yep.
I feel honored by saying that this is Larry LaBelle. He is a colleague and friend of mine, and he's an entrepreneur. But I would like to have you tell us the business that you started, or...
Sure. Yes, I started a business as a resume writer and a career coach back in 1999. I've been doing it ever since, and now I'm getting into something new, too, that's sort of related. I found a new opportunity that where you can, if you like to write, there's a company that has a website you can get on. Costs $50 to join, but you can get all kinds of writing jobs. There's probably about 20 different categories, like advertising, website content, stuff like that, and you can make between $15 and $100 an hour, depending on how good you are in the company you hook up with.
Okay, now these writing jobs, are you writing for somebody else, or are you writing for yourself?
No, you're writing for somebody else, and they're paying you to do it.
Okay, so someone who likes to write can start a business writing for others?
Yep. I'm trying to remember the name of it now. It's Write Something or Other.
Mm-hmm.
Write.com, but if you just look for jobs for writers, you'll find it. But it's a great opportunity. You can work part-time, full-time. It's up to you.
Hmm.
And you can decide how much you want to be paid. They also provide a lot of resources, like programs. They have the standard spell checker and grammar checker, but they have lots of other tools that help you improve your writing, stuff like that. And given it's a one-time fee, it's really pretty reasonable.
Now, I don't know anything about it, so I just have a question for you. If you're writing for yourself, are you publishing it yourself, or is that the way it works? Or
no, I am given a job by a company, client company.
Okay.
Saying, hey, we want you to develop this. You know, our website content, or main, you know, updates to it. We want you to either update or create a blog for our company, stuff like that. And there's probably 20, 25 different categories of writing that you can do based on what you think you're good at and you enjoy doing.
Okay.
It sounds very interesting. It is. I'm pursuing it.
Okay.
Now, I like to write, so it's perfect for me.
Okay. So... Do you have two companies, or you have one company with several services?
There's tons and tons of companies that are looking for writers. They hook up with those companies and provide the opportunities to the people to sign up with them.
Okay. Because that's the way it works. So people contact you, or does the company refer you?
The company referred me to others. They basically provide a list of all the opportunities, all the companies, and what the things are they want done, and then you can select what you want to do and go for it.
Okay, so this is for people who like to write and need something to write.
If you are not a writer but you think you'd like to become one, they also have a training program to help you get up to speed as a good writer. That's pretty comprehensive.
Wow, that's good to know. Good to know.
I'll keep you informed. You know, I'm going to tomorrow be pursuing my first job, and you know, after I get at you, I'll have a better feel for, you know, what they actually do, the quality and stuff like that, and I'll fill you in.
Okay. Now I got some ideas that I like to put out there over the airways on ideas of businesses that other people could start during the holiday.
Sure.
And that what I'd like to get from you, if possible, is just your thought on the advantages. Just one thought on what you think that this particular business could do for someone else.
Sure.
Okay, for your customer. Okay. Anyway, so the first one is just an idea. It's a Christmas gift basket business.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think that a Christmas gift basket business, the person could, if the person has and enjoys making baskets, then it's a matter of sharing the idea of gifts that you could put into the basket.
Now, if someone did this, how would they promote it?
I don't know.
And advertise it.
That's what I'm waiting to hear from you as an idea. Do you think that they how do you think they could promote it, or
one of the best ways is to make a really good solid website and SEO it so you can be found.
Website. Mm-hmm.
That would get to more people than just about any other way I can think of.
Okay.
Obviously, if you know people who are, you know, would like get to buy gift baskets, you know, you could draw on those too, but to really get the bang for the buck and get a lot of business, using the web is great.
Okay. Okay, one more. I got about eight of them. I'm giving you one more, then we're going to take a break, though. A photography business. A person has an idea of starting a photography business. And my question there is, what do you think they would need in order to make that business work?
Similar to the first one, is you need to have a good website. You need to have lots of sample photographs or videos or whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe categories. I had a client of mine. She built a website. She had four categories of photography that she provided to her clients. And it was really a great site. And the samples really sold her.
Okay. Categories, samples. Okay.
And seeing is believing. If I can, I know you do like photographs of pets or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I go in there and I can see all the great photographs you've taken. You know, that's going to help sell you.
Okay.
But somebody's got to come. Got to know you exist. They've got to go to your site, like the previous one.
Okay. Yeah, that's the kind of information I like to hear, because we all can think of. What a particular business idea might look like in your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And so sharing those opinions could help the person that's starting the business to either review those or think of, or to share back that they learned something, or they can tell you they've already thought of it, which might lead you to another question that they might ask.
Sure.
Anyway, so, but we're going to take a short break, Larry.
Sure.
And here's something from our sponsors. Anyway, this is Gene Hodge here with Larry LaBelle. We're talking about Christmas ideas, and I'm getting input from Larry on his thoughts for those businesses. We'll be right back.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
That's the BCC Coupon Book, Wednesdays, 5 to 6 on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Which I think most people want. I know I'd like to get more.
What do you mean most people? Mm-hmm. I think everybody wants money.
Well, that's I want to make sure we don't leave anybody out.
Okay, fine. All of us want money. We all want it, hopefully, for the right reasons. Roof over our head, food on our fridge, clothes on our backs, and to be able to enjoy life a little.
Okay. That's one comment.
That's my reasoning for it anyway.
That's our comment from our producer. On the line, we got Larry LaBelle. You heard the question, Larry. What do you think of the money situation or the money issue?
Oh, well, I think one of the things that people need to, if they're going to start a business, is what are your startup costs going to be? Where is that money going to come from? Because usually when you're starting up, you know, it's going to take a while before you're generating enough income so your business is self-sufficient. So you got to have your startup costs. You also have the cost, you know, maybe for the first 6 months to a year, depending. Unless it's a seasonal thing like just Christmas.
Oh, great,
but
great.
You need to know where the money's going to come from. Otherwise, you're going to fail.
Great comment. Great comment, because having the idea is one thing. Having the money to build it is another.
Yep.
And in most cases, you got to start with some money, I would think. Mm-hmm. And that probably motivates people to just want more and more and more. I know I would like to.
I mean, there are cases where you can maybe get somebody you know to help you for free in starting your business, you know, helping you with the website, design and development and SEOing and stuff like that. If you can get that, that's obviously a great thing to do.
I'm going to suggest that there's really, in my opinion, there's nothing free. But people will contribute to you because that's their contribution. That's it may be free of dollars, but it's something that they want you to have, and they're willing to help you get where you're trying to go.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's just something I want to add on to the free side. But everybody wants something. The key is those who are willing to give. And
and
they're giving to you. It may be saving you money, but the reality is they're giving it to you because that's their investment in you. I'd like to have you look at it like that. But anyway, yep. But I'm talking about business ideas that people come up with. These are ideas for Christmas right now with the Christmas holiday season coming into play. I've given out two. One is the gift basket. The other is the photography business. And the third one is a party decorating business. Somebody that likes to decorate for parties. Larry, what do you think to someone that has that I...
Is this just that, for Christmas parties or in general parties all year?
Oh, that may be something that they would have to consider. You like decorating. You're the kind of person that likes decorating, so you're thinking about starting a business for that. Mm-hmm. And what would you think... What would you think that they would possibly need to make that business happen?
To set up a party business?
Yes, a party decorating. In other words, you decorate for other people's parties, I would think.
Yeah. Well, you have to first find out who are the people who are going to be want to do parties.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a challenge.
Okay.
You can still advertise on the web, and hopefully people will find you if they're looking for somebody to do that aspect of their party, you know, everything that's needed to make it a success.
Okay. Think of anything else? I could think of, I would go to the people that already know me and share with them what I do, invite them to a party that I might put on or invite them to put on a party that you decorate, and suggest that once you've done something for those people, is to request that they go spread the word.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, and so that's just an idea, but it's an idea that how that type of entrepreneurial business could get off the ground. Okay, I got another one for you. Let's see, a tree farming business.
Yeah. What was that again?
A tree farming business.
Like Christmas
trees? Yes, Christmas trees. Farming business. Somebody wants to start a tree farming business.
Would that be like starting from scratch where you've got just, you know, young trees that you have to wait till they grow and then sell them?
I'm not sure. But it's an idea that imagine you would like to start a tree farming business. What kind of things could you picture that you might need in order to do that?
Yep.
Like, do you need some property, or a place to grow trees, or you might need a place that already has trees?
Mm-hmm.
And you may need some sort of contact of others that have trees or cut trees that bring those trees to you. And so it's still a tree, it's a tree business, but it's not necessarily you.
Well, it's you marketing and selling somebody else's tree.
Right.
That'd be a great idea.
Okay,
especially so you've got a tree farm, but they're selling to a more local market, and you can open it up to a larger audience. That would be awesome.
Okay, so these are just ideas. That somebody may come up with, but getting other ideas from others that could see how you can make it happen in case you want to know some of the smaller details. Okay, how about a card design business? And that's something I could start even.
Talking about custom cards?
No, Christmas card business.
Oh, cards. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, Christmas card business. Do you think that you could start designing Christmas cards and make a business out of it based on your vision of whatever you want to put on the card?
Yep.
I would think that. Yeah, if you're the kind of person that has visions of, I don't know what it is, it could be artistic, it could be the colors, it could be, I don't know, it could be other types of gadgets that you could pin on a card. I don't really know, but if you have that idea of designing cards, doing that, and mm-hmm. and structure it so that, you get the word out before the holiday starts. Actually, you could probably do a private order even. Take a few pictures of what it is that you may be thinking about, and put it out on the internet or put it somewhere, and see what the, see what the interest is.
Yep.
And those are just ideas. And you can go out on the internet actually and type in the word ideas, and you can find other ideas that someone or somebody might list. And it's just an idea. It's just an idea. It still has to be put together based on how you see it. And so, but anyways, that's what it is. Okay, here's another business, which may be a little easier, but it may be a Christmas tree lighting business.
So you would go out and do all the Christmas tree lighting on somebody's house?
Yes. Imagine somebody getting paid to do that. It could be a house. It could be a park. It could be, I don't know, a backyard fence or a front yard fence.
Would these people provide the lights to the client?
Well, that's something the entrepreneur would need to think about, as to how could they visualize making this business work. And so,
I would think large portion of the potential population may not have the lights to make a really great display. So, if you could provide them, that would be a selling point.
Well, that may be one. Yes, that may be one. I would think you definitely have to have some samples. If the customer provided the lighting, all they want to do is have an artistic way of, I guess, of putting them up so that it looks glamorous for them. All ideas are welcome. There's no one right way, but it's for the person that says, I can start a lighting business because I know something about electricity or I know something about wattage, all those types of things. I would think that person might need to know, or have the resources of who does know that. I mean, but a tree lighting business. Okay, here's another one before our time's up. A tree disposal business. Think of all the trees after the holiday, and people don't have a way of disposing them, or you could help them do that. What type of thing do you think that a person could do for that, Larry?
Well, it's tree disposal. It's the first thing, again, you got to make people aware that you're around and what to do, and the fact that you can, if you can't dispose of your tree in terms of the regular weekly garbage pickup, they don't take the tree, that would be awesome. Towns where they don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Larry, I hear the music, which means our time is up for this show. But thank you very much for coming on, and you're more than welcome to stay around because we have the Employment Opportunity Hour show coming up next. But I'd like to make sure that all of you out there know that you can start your own business and do it your way because it's with your ideas. And know that you can make it happen your way.
Yep.